Our beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simon Reish Samach, we are on page 62. The Mechaber tells us mitzvah lirchotz ponov yodov viraglov bechamen be'er Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says that there's a mitzvah to wash your face, your hands, and your feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah adds on mitzvah lirchotz kol gufo. There's a mitzvah to wash your whole body. Then ef shalo, and if you can't wash your whole body, yirchotz ponav yodav viraglov bechamin be'erev Shabbos. So the Ramah adds in from the tour that really there's a mitzvah to wash your whole body. If you can't wash your whole body, you should at least wash your face, hands, and feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah lochol parosh. It's a mitzvah to wash one's head, ulagaleya chatzi parnayim be'erev Shabbos, and to cut one's nails on Friday. Continues the Ramah on page Lamed Beis, v'imhayu sa'aros rosho gedolos. If a person's hair was long, mitzvah lagalchon, it's a mitzvah to cut your hair on Friday as well. Ukeshenotel tziparnav lo yitol oson kesidron. When one cuts his nails, he should not cut them in order. V'yaschil b'smol b'kmitza, he should start on his left hand by the ring finger, u'bayamin b'emtza, and by the right hand with the pointer finger. V'simen lozeh, the order that we bring down over here from the Abu Draham, that once you cut his nails is d'behege b'smolo, which means dalu, the fourth finger, which is the ring finger, and then the beis, which is the pointer finger, and then the hey, which is the pinky, and then the gimel, which is the middle finger, and then the aleph, which is the thumb. That's the left hand, so that it shouldn't be in order. And ubidaaga biyamin. And on the right hand, it's the second finger, the fourth finger, and then the first finger, the thumb, the gimel, the middle finger, and hey would be the pinky. Now let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah and see all the details with some interesting notes. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Aleph mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to wash the whole body on Erev Shabbos. Mipnei kavod Shabbos, because that is the honor of Shabbos. And mikol makom ein zechov v'gemura. However, it is not a complete chiyuv. V'hamekayma mekabel ole aschar. One who does it will receive reward. V'she'enu mekayma einu neno shaleha. But one who does not wash for Shabbos will not get punished for it. Ma'od yesh leizor shelo yavu ayidei mitzvah sarachitza l'chshash chilo Shabbos. One has to be very careful not to come because of the rachitza, not to come to chilo Shabbos. In our great Averus, many stumble over this in the winter Shabbosim, when the days are very short. They hang out in the Merchatz until it gets mamish, till it gets dark. Even if they finish their shower and their washing beheter before Shabbos, gam kein mizdamin iser liyado, still isurim come to his hands. Shepa'amim hu sorek es rosho basof, because sometimes in the end he starts brushing his hair. Shehi malacha daraisa, that's an iser daraisa of gozes b'Shabbos. Gam motzui, it's also common sha'achar gemar kol ha'pu'ulos sochet ha'aluntus me'amayim shenivlabo, that sometimes after he finishes everything in the bathhouse, he squeezes out his towel from the water that's absorbed in it. V'hu b'chlal mechabes, that's an iser of mechabes, which is part of melabin. U'kamo shivor l'kama misimin shenbeis, like we'll see later in shenbeis. Therefore, v'roi l'chol misha noga yiras Hashem b'libo, it is appropriate for anyone who has a touch of Yiras Shamayim in his heart, limnoa es ha'am mizet, to try to prevent the nation from stumbling in this way. Uzchus ha'rabim yeh taluibo, and if you're the one who stops people from being in the shower after Shabbos starts, or wringing out their towels, or brushing their hair already after Shabbos starts, that will be a tremendous schus that you have on your hands. V'gam kedei shelo yitofes chas v'sholem ba'avonam. Besides the benefit that you have, you also prevent being grabbed with their aveira. V'kayadua mamar chazal, we know chazal tell us, kol mi sheyesh lo limchos ba'an shebeisav einu moche. Anyone who has the ability to protest against his family doing something wrong, he doesn't protest, nitbas ba'avon an shebeisav. He is responsible for the aveiras of his family, because you should have protested against them. V'kol mi sheyesh lo limchos ba'an she'irov einu moche. Someone who's in a position in the city that he can make a protest against what people are doing wrong in the city, he does not protest, nitbas ba'avon an she'iro, he will be grabbed for the aveira of the people of the city. So if you're able to stop someone from doing an aveira and you don't stop him, you are responsible for the aveira, and therefore it's very important to train people that they should not be in the merchatz so close to Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Beis Lirchot, we said in the Mechaber, it's a mitzvah to wash. The Gamal Anoshim Shayach Mitzvahs Rechitza, also by women, there's a mitzvah of Rechitza. Ubimei Achorev Shayyobim Kitzorim Ve'enlein Panay, in the winter, when the days are short, they don't have so much time, Yekaimu Mitzvahs HaRechitza Bifneam V'yodeim, they should be kind of mitzvah just by washing their face and their hands. The afla noshim dai bazek shein la panai, by men also, if they don't have time, they can also fulfill their mitzvah by washing their face and their hands. The ayin bebir halacha. So let's look, in fact, at two bir halachas over here. Let's first look at note number 4 before we look at the bir halacha. Note number 4 is actually on the next page. If you turn the page, you look at note number 4. It says ayin ve'al yiraba zok note 4 shepikpek al kach sheyesh mitzvah lirchot es kol haguf. He takes issue with this whole Ramah that brings the Torah that says it's a mitzvah to wash your whole body. Because of Shalom Matzanu B'Shash Sheyesh Mitzvah B'Rechitzas Kol Haguf. We don't find anywhere in the Gemara that it's a mitzvah to wash your whole body for Shabbos. Elo Rechitzas Panav Yadav Bilvad. We only find about washing your face and your hands alone. Ulakach Kosav Mishnevur, and that's what the Mishnevur writes, Shem Ein Lo Panav. If you don't have time, Dai B'Rechitzas Panav Yadav Bilvad. Then it's enough to do your face and your hands. And even if the Torah that the Ramah brings down, if there's in fact a chiyuv of washing your whole body, Rav Nissen Krelitz explains, she'ein zeh midin mitzvas rechitza. That's not midin rechitza. Elohu kekol shar chiyuvei hachanos l'Shabbos. That's just stam, like the other chiyuvim are getting ready for Shabbos. Ulakake she'einu yochel lirchot, that's kol gufo. Therefore, if you can't do the proper hachana and wash your whole body, yekayim es ikr mitzvah rechitza shechayvu hacham. And then you should fulfill the ikr mitzvah, which is rechitzas panav v'yadav. So that's an interesting point that the Gemara only discusses washing your face, your hands, and your feet. It does not discuss washing your whole body. That is what the Torah adds on. So Nissen Krelitz explains that that's just a hachana for Shabbos, but not a din in the mitzvah of rechitza. Let's see two bir halachas over here, and there's a lot to get to today. If you look at the first bir halacha on page 62, he writes, Umashma b'gemara da'afilu misha torasa umnaso. Even someone who does not waste a second from his learning, his job is his limud haTorah. Yeshu levatel kedei l'kayem rechitza b'chamin. He should be mevatel his Torah in order to wash with hot water for Shabbos. The mevi shama gemara Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, because the gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi who was torasa umnaso. But as we just saw in the note, over there it only discusses washing the face, the hands, and the feet. Let's see the next bir halacha, kogufo. This was the Ramah that brought on the Torah that says you have to wash your whole body. Ayin be'al yiraba shemefakfek b'din ha'Torah, which we just discussed. V'nirli, dim lo hisig be'is ha'merchatz mayim chamim rak mu'atim. If a person goes to the be'is ha'merchatz and he only adds a little bit of hot water, mutav sheyirchatz behem ponav yodav v'raglav, dehu mavur b'gemara behedya. It's best that he doesn't try to wash his whole body and get certain parts. He should do the ikar parts, which the Gemara brings down, which is washing his face, his hands, and his feet. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Gimel Kol Gufo. We said again in the Ramah that there's a mitzvah to wash your whole body, Hainu Becham, and that means with hot water. Sifkaton Dalid is going on the Mechaber that says, the Ikra Halacha, or Lefi the Ramah, Im Iefshar, the whole body, you should wash Panav Yodav V'Raglov. V'Ka'es Einu Hogin Lizar Bazeh. Nowadays, we're not Zoyer to wash our feet. V'Efshar D'Dafka B'Bedin Oseyem Shehoyu Regilim Leilech Yochif. It could be that specifically in those days, in those countries, where they used to walk around barefoot, v'darko lirchot b'mayim b'nei ha'avak v'ha'afar, and they would wash their feet because of the dust and the dirt that got on it from walking barefoot, that's when there was a chiyuv of washing the feet for Shabbos. Ma'she'en ki b'din oseinu, which is not the case where we live, v'ke'en zeh kasav v'prim v'godim l'el, b'simandala b'eishal avram, sifkotan aleph ayin sham. Sifkotan hey. So we said in the Mechaber again, we're on page 62, that it's a mitzvah to wash your face, hands, and feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos. Zalta mishabura v'hu adin b'chol zeh bi Erev Yom Tov. The same thing applies on Erev Yom Tov as well. Aval biyom chamishi lo haveh yikari de Shabbos. But washing on Thursday is not really the proper covet Shabbos. Elo im kein yevshar lo lirchotz b'Erev Shabbos. Unless it will be impossible for him to wash on Friday. Oz, then, kol kama de mikra of l'Shabbos tvei mali, the closer he can get his shower to Shabbos, the better it will be. V'chein le'inyon le'histaper, and so too when it comes to a haircut, the ikar time for all these things is really on Friday. If you can't do it Friday, then there would be an inyan to do it as close as possible. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Sifkat and Vav, that's going on the next thing the Mechaber told us was, there's a mitzvah to wash one's head on Friday, and to cut his fingernails on Erev Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubiyom Chamishi Makpidin Shelo Litlon. On Thursday, we're makpid not to wash our not to cut our nails. Mipnei Shatziparnayim Maschilin Lachzor V'Litzmoach Biyom Shlishi L'Giluchem. Because the way fingernails grow is that they start growing the third day after they are cut. V'Imkein Ein Zetikun Kavet Shabbos Shechozer Lotzis. Therefore, it's not proper Kavet Shabbos that you're going to cut your nails on Thursday and they're going to start getting longer already on Shabbos. That's not proper Kavet Shabbos. And therefore, there are those who are makbid not to cut nails on Thursday. Let's look on the next page at note number 9 and note number 10. In note number 9, he writes, V'im Eino Yochel Akotasam Be'erev Shabbos. If you are unable to cut your nails on Friday, Kigon Shechalbo Rosh Chodesh O Yom Tov. For example, it's Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov. The Shai Tshuva writes, Sheyochol Akotasam Be'yom Hei. Then you can wash your nails. You can cut your nails on Thursday. In note number 10, he's discussing the reason that the Mishnah Berurah brought down, which was from the Eliyarabba, that if the nails are going to start growing on Friday, it's not proper Kavod Shabbos to cut your nails in a way that they start growing again on Shabbos. I'm sorry. They're going to start growing again on Shabbos, so that's not appropriate. That's not proper Kavod Shabbos. Tamzeh, note number 10, Tamzeh Kosova Shai Tzion. Shumi El Yerabba. The Shai Tzion says that's from El Yerabba. Ukefihach Ra'aso Shom. Like the El Yerabba comes out. Omnom B'Shem Achronim Kosev El Yerabba. However, the El Yerabba brings another reason B'Shem the Achronim. Tamacher. Shekevan Shatziponayim Maschilos Ligdo B'Yom Shlishi L'Ktitzotzon. Since the nails start growing on the third day after you cut them, Im Yiktzotz Osan B'Yom Chamishi. If you cut them on Thursday, Harei Aschilu Ligdo B'Shabbos. They start growing on Shabbos. V'nechshav k'mi shegorem shetchilas g'deilosan tia b'Shabbos. It's like you're causing your nails to start growing on Shabbos. And Rav Ozner explains in the Shevet HaLevi, sheyes bazeh mishum srach melech Shabbos. It has like a tinge of melech Shabbos. That's very different than the reason that Eliyarabba told us, which is Mishibur with them. It's just not covered Shabbos that your nails are already getting longer on Shabbos. But not because it's like a melacha that you're causing them to grow on Shabbos. If you look at the next paragraph, note number 10, for host of Eliyarabba, the Eliyarabba adds on, Sheledvarav, according to his reason, Shetama Isru, Kevan Shatziponayim, Chodos, Litzmoach, Lifnei HaShabbos. Really means on Shabbos, that according to the Eliyarabba's reason that the Isser is that the Tziponayim are going again and growing on Shabbos, and that's not covered Shabbos. Kol shekein she'ein lakot esom biyom dalad. So certainly you shouldn't cut them on Wednesday. Kevan shebishabbos kvar chazru lotzeis. In other words, if the issue is it's not covered Shabbos, it's already starting to grow back. Well, if it starts growing back on Friday, it's already much longer already on Shabbos. So if it's not covered Shabbos, the cut on Thursday because it starts growing on Shabbos because it's already getting longer on Shabbos, it's not nice for Shabbos. So certainly if you cut it on Wednesday and it starts growing on Friday, it's even going to be longer on Shabbos. Ulefiza hosef, Rav Kahaneman. Therefore, if one can't cut his nails or get a haircut on Friday, it's better to do it on Thursday, not on Wednesday. Because then it will be longer by the time Shabbos comes. And therefore he says, based on the season of Eliyarabba, the best time is Friday. If not, you go to Thursday. If not, you go to Wednesday. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. We're in the second line in Sivkot and Vav. There are those who say that one should not cut his fingernails and his toenails on the same day. V'ein lokot elo bi erev Shabbos o bi erev Yom Tov. And you should only cut them on erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov. But how do you do both? V'hanochon sheyokotz min haraglayim biyom chamishi. The best is to cut your toenails on Thursday. U'min hayadayim biyom chamishi. And cut your fingernails on Friday. Let's see a couple of interesting notes over here. Number one, we'll see note number 11. Going on that which we said, you should not cut your toenails and fingernails the same day. Ubetam adover, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, shubipnech shah sakana. That could be a sakana. Now, how does the night work with the day? So it says, v'im katzot balayla, if you cut one of them at night, the Eish Avram writes, Shayom shel achrav nechshav ka'otsu hayom. The night and the day that follows, consider one day, kevan shehalayla holech acharei hayom shel achrav. So you can't cut, you know, Thursday night and Friday, that would be considered cutting it on one day, which you shouldn't do because of a chshash sakana. Ubetam adover shenoshim b'tfilas mitzvah kotzetzos l'chatchila siponi adayim raglayim yachtov. I, women, when they have a tfilas mitzvah, they do both the hands and the feet together. So the Ksos HaShulchan explains, shumipnei shekayim lo'an shom mitzvah l'yedet adover ra. Since they're doing it for a mitzvah, they won't know any danger. you could tell that cutting them stam for Shabbos is also a mitzvah, but apparently not as great of a mitzvah. Note number 12 is on that which we said that you should cut the toenails on Thursday and the fingernails on Friday. With Tamadav, the reason is Sheyesh lochush b'tziporne hayadayim yosem b'tziporne haraglayim. You have to worry about the fingernails more than the toenails. Why is that? The Masa Shekel says sheyetziporne hayadayim hen guluyos v'niros. The fingernails are revealed, they are open, they can be seen. Ulekach yesh lachshosh behen yosem l'kovet Shabbos ulekarev es k'tisasen l'Shabbos. Therefore, we're more worried about kovet Shabbos, if you the reason of the Ayurab, but by your fingernails, to make sure they're not going to be as long, and therefore, you'd better to cut them on Friday and to cut the toenails on Thursday. Let's look at note number 13, the second paragraph. V'im shachach v'lo kotzas et tziporne haraglayim b'yom hei. Let's say you forgot to cut your toenails on Thursday. The Matei Ephraim writes, shebedieved yiktzel tziporne haraglayim yachadim tziporne haraglayim b'yom vav. Best is to then cut both nails, the fingernails and the toenails, on Friday. But when it comes to going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur, he writes, if you didn't cut the toenails the day before, in that case, you shouldn't do both together. You should just clean out the dirt from underneath them. Since you have to be very careful about the tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur. He says, no, you can do both the same day. Let's go by through the Mishabura, the third to last line on page 62. Isa B'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, Hasorev Tziparnayim Chosid, one who burns his nails after he cuts them is a Chosid. Kovron Tzadik, one who buries them is a Tzadik. A Chosid is a higher Madrega than a Tzadik, so burning them is better, we'll see why, than burying them. Zarkon Rasha, one who throws his nails after he cuts them, is a Rasha. Why? Shema Tavor Aleyan Isha Muberes Vetapil. We're worried that maybe a pregnant woman will pass over it and she'll have a miscarriage. V'lochein, and therefore, since that's the reason why you shouldn't throw your nails, b'beis hamedrash d'lo shchichi nashi, in a beis medrash where there aren't women commonly found, o beis hamerchat sh'osri rak la'archotzas ha'noshim l'chud, or in the Beis HaMerchatz of the men, Mutter Lizrok. According to that reason, you'll be allowed to throw your nails. Gam Isa Shambi Gemara, the Gemara also tells us, the Ein Bekochan Lahazik Rak Beduchta Dinefile, that the power of nails to damage is only in the place where they fell initially. Aval Im Konish Luhu Basar Hachi, but if you gathered them afterwards, Vishadi Luhu Labroy, and you threw them outside, Lay Slamba, they lose their power of damaging you. Of damaging the pregnant woman. The kasaba prisha simin reishvim aleph mikan. From here we see the imchotach bebeisel b'makom the shichin nashi. If you cut your nails in the house where there are women found, the nafal miyadok tzas tziparnov, and some nails fell, yechaber oso hamakom. You should sweep that place. The azize mi mekoma, and you should move them from their location. The shuv leislamba, and then there is no longer a concern. The Rabbi Kosav the Efshar the Dafka Gesheshlichon Chutz LaChedar Avishri Mokom. The Rabbi says it could be that it only loses its power of damaging the pregnant woman only if it was switched to a different room and has a real Shinui Mokom. The Yesh Litol Hayadayim Acha Gilua Chatzi Parnayim Kedulel B'Simen Dalad. And one should wash his hands after he cuts his nails, like we learned way back at the beginning of Chelak Aleph in Simen Dalad. Let's see a few interesting notes. Turn back one page, and let's look at note number 14. So we said again that the Gemara tells us if you burn your nails, you're a chassid. If you bear them, you're a tzaddik. So says note 14, Tam adover shesreifa adif al kfura. Why is sreifa better than burying? So Rashi tells us, Anida b'mneisha b'kfura yesh chash shem yasru v'yizgalu. If you bury it, there's a chance that it might get revealed. Once it's burnt, it's gone from the world. Let's see what some gedolim did. Achazan ish hayanoi lasof es kol tziparnov shegozas b'mesach hashana l'toch ma'atofa. The Achazan ish would gather together all his nails that he cut the whole year v'yasorfam b'erev Pesach b'sreifas hachametz. And he would burn all his nails from the whole year with the chametz on Pesach. Skip two lines. V'hagon Rav Yoshev nog l'anicham b'soch niyar u'lasorfam b'chol erev Shabbos. Rav Yoshev was knowing to put them in paper and to bury them every Erev Shabbos. What about flushing them down the toilet, which is a very common thing? Flushing down the toilet in this incredible session, that's like a gevadik, a kvura. But still, you're not a chassid. Again, since just like burying could be revealed, so too flushing down the toilet could be revealed also. It's not as good as burning them. However, the stipler said, it's not a chassid to flush on the toilet. When who burns it as a chassid. Therefore, the Gemara is telling us that Al-Hachila 1 should, in fact, burn them. Let's turn the page and look at note number 16. We said one should wash his hands after he cuts his nails. Note number 16, he says, Ubetam Adavar, the reason is, Kasav Shom, we learned over there, in Simen Dalid, Shehu Mishum Ruach Ra, when a person cuts his nails, is a Ruach Ra. The host of Shom, he adds over there, Shelechein Tzarech Lemaher Velito Yodav Miyad La'achah Shenotah Siparnav. Therefore, you should wash your hands right after cutting your nails. Od Kosav Shom She Benetila Zo Dai Benetila Sayadayim Pamachas. It's enough to wash your hands one time on each hand. The Chiyav Netila Zo Kosav Asas HaShulchan Shu Beinim Notal Tziporne Yodav Beinim Notal Tziporne Raglav. The washing your hands applies whether it was fingernails or toenails. Let's say you're not cutting it with an instrument, you're cutting it with your fingers, you're cutting your other nails with your fingers. So the Ktos HaShulchan writes, you have to wash your hands the same way as if you cut your nails with a vessel. You have one nail and you bite it off with your teeth. Says the Chazanish, ain't tzarech netila. In that case, if you bite one nail with your teeth, you would not have to wash your hands after biting one nail with your teeth. Can someone answer amen when he is in the middle of cutting his nails? The Shevet Levi writes, you can be lenient and you can, yes, answer amen while you are in the middle of cutting your nails. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, we're up to Sivkot and Zayin. We said if one's hair is long on Friday, there's a mitzvah to cut his hair. Bisar oba misparayim, with a razor or with scissors. This is obviously the hair of the head, not the peyos or the beard. V'atam, the reason is, kadesh lo yichnos la Shabbos v'shum nufel. You shouldn't go into Shabbos looking disgusting, and therefore if your hair is long, you should cut it before Shabbos. Yesh mekomo she'ein megalchen ve'ein notin siparnayim b'rosh chodesh afilu chal b'yom erev Shabbos kodesh. There are some people, even though we said you should cut your nails, you should cut your hair on erev Shabbos, some are knowing not to cut their hair, not to cut their nails on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls on Friday. Kikain Siva Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, that was part of the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and therefore you should not cut nails or cut your hair on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls on Friday. But there's a very important note here, note number 17, which comes up many times during Sfiras HaOmer. When Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls on Friday, the Mishibura tells us later, even those who are knowing to keep the first half of Svira, Mutter lihistaper bi Erev Shabbos imchal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. You can cut your hair on Erev Shabbos if it's Rosh Chodesh Iyar, when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls on Shabbos. For Rosh Chodesh Iyar hu la'olam shtei yamim, because Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days. Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always 2 days, and if it falls on Shabbos, in which case you're allowed to cut your hair on Erev Shabbos, it only falls on Shabbos the second day. So whenever it falls on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos is also Rosh Chodesh, and it's brought down that you can cut your hair. If came Erev Shabbos zuhi alav shel Rosh Chodesh mipnei sheyesh bo tosefes simcha shel Shabbos shel Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah does say that even though there's a tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid not to cut your hair on Rosh Chodesh, but when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls, Friday and Shabbos, we bring down specifically that since it's a double Kedusha on Shabbos, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, you can cut your hair on Friday, even though it's also going to be always Rosh Chodesh. The only way Shabbos can be Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh Iyar is if Friday also is. And it's mefurish that you can cut your hair there as well. So even though normally we follow Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid not to cut hair, cut nails on Rosh Chodesh, but that case would be permissible, lefi the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sivkot and Ches, we said when one cuts his nails, one should not cut them in order, and we brought down in the Ramah the exact order of the left hand and the right hand, but the Mishnah Berurah says, B'tashbeitz kosov shemaharam lo dikdik bazeh. The maharam was not medakdik, not to go in order. He did go in order. V'chein kosvu al ha'ari. And they also said the same thing about the Arizal, that he wasn't makbet to do it out of order. Mikom makom, but still says the Mishnah Berurah, Yesh lizar lechatchila, one should be careful lechatchila not to cut the nails in order. And look at note number 18, a very scary note. Ubetam hamakpidim shelolitol tziponayim kesidrim. The reason why there are those who are makbid not to cut their nails in order, kosava shulchan aruch harav, ipneishu kosher l'shichacha. Number one, it causes you to forget your learning. V'chein goreim likbor habonim. It also causes you to bury your children. V'la'anios rachman olatan. And poverty. So it sounds pretty scary for cutting your nails in order. Shichacha, kvuras banim, and anios. So it's a pella that there are some people that are not makbid not to do it in order. It sounds pretty scary. Why take the chance? V'chein hevi agonur chayin kinyeski. He brings from a brayse in the Malsavichi that he brings down that it's also kosher l'shichcha to cut your nails in order.
People just not makbid to do that order, not that they were makbid to do an order.
It doesn't sound like that because the mishabur is going an osches ukishenolda zibon of loyitol osan kesidron. There is a vechuli over there. It sounds like it shouldn't go in order. I hear what you're saying. David is suggesting that maybe they are makbid that to do an order, but not the bedafka order that the Ramah brings down. Let's just finish out the last note, and then we'll discuss it. The second part of note number 18. In this din, the mishabura is not machalik between the fingernails or the toenails. The chazanish was makbid dafka by the hands, by the fingernails, not to cut them in order, velotzi porne raglov, and not by the toenails. He wasn't makbid to do it in order. V'diktik hagonur chayin kinyeski, shekeinhu loshin adarche Moshe. Chayin kinyeski is a medaktik, that's how it's mashma in the darche Moshe. He doesn't bring down by the tzitza, by the cutting, the order of the tziporne raglov. So therefore he explains that's why the chazanish was talking to Achim Moshe, that he only brings it down by fingernails and not by toenails, even though the way we have it in the Ramah and the Mishmur over here, it seems not to be mechag, it just has nails. We will stop here and continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night.